Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
First up, I want to speak to Brenda Doherty. Brenda, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well, Brenda. Brenda, this is going to be a poignant week for you. It's a very sad statistic, but your mum was the fourth person to die from COVID in Northern Ireland. And you've been a very vocal campaigner for, I suppose, all the families who lost loved ones at that terrible time.
Yes, we have to be our loved ones' voices, and the reality for us is that we want to make sure that no other families have to go through what we did and what we still do by decisions made by those governing us. You know, every day we live with how our loved ones died. And it's heartbreaking when you think of families who didn't get to be with their loved ones for months on end, for them to get COVID in a care home or in hospital, and then to die without any of their loved ones with them. And that's something we definitely don't want to happen again. You know, families who had children with a disability, how they lost out on their care. Everything just seemed to be quickly withdrawn. You know, we need far better planning than was in place.
Do you feel yourself that during the course of this week, when a variety of people will make a contribution, that Northern Ireland's dilemma will be recognised to the extent that it should be via the inquiry?
I think a lot does depend, because we've got 3 weeks here, and a lot will depend on how those who are called as witnesses answer the questions. So it depends on really how open and honest that they are. You know, we know that Northern Ireland political setup is complex, but that's neither here nor there. You know, we have to see what changes need to be made, and there is legislative changes that need to be made, and this is now the time to uncover them. And, you know, we've always said we don't want the inquiry to make recommendations and then sit on the shelf like the Bingo report has since 2016 about our healthcare. We want to make sure that the recommendations that are made bring about the legislative change that's needed in Northern Ireland.
Those who have almost forgotten that COVID existed, or those people who think we made a big deal of it at the time, or we overplayed our hand in relation to the publicity it was given. What would you say to those dissenting voices, Brenda?
Well, I would say on one level they're fortunate. You know, I would love not to have had the big deal that I've had and so many families had. So if you think there was a big deal of this made, then be fortunate. You know, speak to people here sitting waiting on waiting lists. It's not so much about... Yes, obviously it is about decisions made, but also the overall management there. The waiting list now in Northern Ireland is horrendous. What could have been done different? You know, how could we have utilised the private sector better throughout that time? Nightingale hospitals were put up, but technically weren't used. I think the problem is, and this is why there's a lot of public think, well, you know, our hand, we made a big deal out of it. That's because of the mismanagement of it. Had there been more of a focus and more of planning, which was possible and started in 2016, and unfortunately civil servants were removed from that planning to focus on Brexit, had there been more of a focus on planning, then we wouldn't have necessarily needed the levels of restrictions that we had.
And you're not confident at present that if another pandemic was to fall in the foreseeable future, that we would be able to cope?
Definitely not. Nothing's changed. Look at our health service. You know, there's massive investment, and not even just investment made in the health service. It needs restructured. It's not working. Not fit for purpose. You know, speak to anybody who's on a waiting list. I'm on a waiting list for 4 years. You know, this is just, it shouldn't be like this. I actually feel that we've went back rather than forward in relation to our NHS. And this is the big problem. You need a strong, robust health service when you're dealing with a pandemic. You need proper infrastructure when you're looking at the care sector. You think of how many of our residents in not only care homes, but residential care were left vulnerable because there was no inspections taking place. Families weren't able to get in and see their loved ones. And this, you know, this is why it is important that any recommendations that are made by the inquiry aren't just sat on, they're actually implemented. And that will be part of our campaign, is to make sure that any recommendations that are put forward, because we would put our own forward as well, that we push for the powers that be to put them in place.
And do you feel that you will be listened to, Brenda? Because you've been a vocal campaigner and you're determined that, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I feel you're doing this on behalf of your mum.
I'm doing this on behalf of my mum and all the other souls that were lost. It's just, whenever you hear loved ones talk about what happened, it's heartbreaking. You know, you hear families talking about their brother, a young man who had Down syndrome, and, you know, again, how the system has failed. You hear about loved ones' parents that, you know, that died and they had to bury them. They didn't get to see them. You know, this, whenever I hear, it never seeks the empathy. I think this is the other thing that the public need to remember, is no matter what your experience was during COVID pandemic, lives were lost. People didn't get their proper mourning, whether you died of COVID death or whether you died of heart attack. And this is the thing that we need to make sure that doesn't happen again. So we are the voice. Whilst the group that I'm part of, the COVID Brief Families for Justice, is made up solely of families who lost loved ones to COVID, when we are talking, we're talking about all lives lost during the pandemic, because we know that things could have been managed differently, could have been more constructive, and it would have saved lives. So yes, we are their voices. My mummy was worth so much more, as was everybody else who died during that time.
Yeah, and that's a very important point, and you make it so eloquently, that people died from a host of other illnesses and ailments and died suddenly or were sadly in road traffic collisions or whatever. The farewell to them was not the same as we would have had in normal times. And just finally, Brenda, I suppose your thoughts are also with the medical staff who would have been probably at the end of a video call when someone was passing away. They were standing at a bedside in full PPE whenever, indeed, the family could only say a farewell on via a telephone. It's heartbreaking to think of that, isn't it?
Totally. And I mean, this is the thing, and I suppose this is one of the things too, that for our health care sector and for the doctors and nurses, you know, again, a lot of it depended on what hospital you worked in. Trusts didn't operate all the guidelines as they should have, which left staff vulnerable because they didn't know from one day to the next or for 1 hour to the next what way things were supposed to happen. And that put them in an extremely vulnerable position. And I have met with care staff and hospital staff. I met with the nurse that was nursing my mummy, and I know that they are left with scars. And again, I would be very quick to say that the proper infrastructure isn't there in supporting them with the baggage that they have been left with, the same way it isn't there for those who have been left bereaved, because it is a very different bereavement during this pandemic as to any other time. And I've spoke to medics who've said it was like being in a war zone. Now, if you were in a war zone, you'd like to think you'd get the proper support. So staff do need the proper support to process what they were living through.
Well, Brenda, I certainly hope, and everyone listening to this programme will feel the same. There are two cohorts, really. There's the group who were aware of lockdown and aware of COVID, but never really suffered other than inconvenience during it. And then there's your group that suffered greatly during it, and the people who lost loved ones. And I think that everyone listening to this programme will be expecting answers as a result of the COVID inquiry right across the UK, but certainly here in Northern Ireland. And I hope you do get those answers over the next few weeks. I appreciate your time, Brenda. You're an amazing campaigner.
Thank
you for coming on the programme. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye. That's it. Brenda Doherty. This is the U105 phone-in. Good morning.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.